16. Church of St. Augustine. The Church of St. Augustine, connected to the convent of the same name, is located in the oldest part of town. Erected in the 13th century and along with the convent, enlarged in the 14th century, another rebuild in the second half of the 15th century added its brick facade. The interior retains its 16th century Baroque decoration. From this church came many of the artworks now displayed in the Corbally Museum. The richness of the artworks from the church and the recent discovery of frescoes attributed to Antonio Veneziano unequivocally signify the importance of the church in local worship, as may do the high altar triptych dedicated to Our Lady of Graces by Matteo di Giovanni, dating to about the year 1460. Found along the antique Loreto Way, the church was surely one of many Marian shrines in which pilgrims gathered to pray along the way to the Holy House in Loreto. Possibly the only place of worship within the town's first defensive wall, easily imagined is the church being built on the site of a previous religious structure. A certainty, however, is that in the centuries following its construction, the church enjoyed substantial donations and legacies from important local and Sienese families with commercial interests in the area. A significant contribution came from the Scotti family, who financed the extension of the church and the construction of the Romanesque-style façade, aesthetically enriched by a double staircase and loggia in travertine. Incised on a brick to the left of the door is the date of this intervention, in the year 1472. For centuries, the Scotti were among the most notable families in Asciano, as evidenced by the inscription on the marble plaque at the base of the nearby municipal tower. The Augustinian friars maintained the church until the year 1808, along with the adjacent convent. Following the Napoleonic suppression, the church and convent became private property. Substantial restructuring converted the convent into residential dwellings. After seeing many other uses and a long period of restoration, the church returned to religious worship, funded and managed by the local Brotherhood of Mercy.